I'm speaking with Phil Nuray of Guardium, and he's going to give us some insight on his company. Phil, could you give us a brief background on Guardium and how they fit in the financial vertical?
Sure, Ryan. Guardium was founded in 2002. We're a privately funded company. Cisco is also one of our strategic investors. And we help customers prevent data leaks from their data centers. And we also help them ensure the integrity of their data for governance reasons. And we are the most widely deployed solution in this space. We're now installed in over 350 data centers worldwide, including three of the top four global banks. And Forrester recently published a report called The Forrester Wave, in which they characterize us as a leader across the board in this space. And we received from them the number one scores for architecture, product offering, and corporate strategy.
Compliance is a key issue with our subscribers. How does Guardium help facilitate compliance?
Well, there's a couple things that we do to help facilitate compliance. Number one, we allow companies to automate and centralize their compliance control across their infrastructure, which means that if they have multiple data centers that are geographically distributed, or if they have multiple compliance initiatives, so for example, many banks will have one compliance initiative for Sarbanes-Oxley and a different compliance initiative for PCI for protecting cardholder data, and then obviously they have other controls that they have to put in place for regulations such as GLPA. Well, Gartner estimates that companies that can automate and centralize and standardize on their compliance controls can reduce their compliance costs by 70%. And that's what we allow them to do with respect to the core of their infrastructures, which is their database systems that are powering their CRM systems, their financial reporting systems, their ERP systems, things like that.
Very interesting. Finally, Phil, could you give us some insight on some future trends you believe we'll be seeing in information security?
Yeah, I mean, the kinds of trends that we're seeing already, number one is a focus on proactive security versus reactive security. So instead of waiting for a breach or waiting for some anomaly to be detected, sometimes months later by reviewing logs, companies are looking for real-time, proactive control so that they can immediately know if something's going on that shouldn't be going on, either because it's an anomaly, it's an unusual behavior that might indicate a breach, or it's insiders who are not doing things according to corporate policy. So number one, it's proactive versus reactive. Number two, security folks have focused traditionally on the perimeter with security technologies, firewalls, and intrusion detection systems. Now what we're seeing is a focus not just on the network and the perimeter of the network, but on the data itself, which for most organizations is in their data center, stored in their databases. So there's a bigger emphasis on tighter controls at the core. And then the last thing, and Sarbanes-Oxley did a lot to raise the awareness about this, is a focus on privileged insiders, the administrators, who run these systems, who as part of their daily jobs have almost unlimited access to this sensitive data, but yet aren't being monitored in any way. So there's no way for you to know if they're looking at data they shouldn't be looking at or making changes to database structures that they shouldn't be making, often not for malicious reasons, just because they're just going around corporate policy. There's a very strong focus now, both for privacy reasons and governance reasons, on monitoring the activities.
Phil, thank you for taking the time. Thanks to Guardium for speaking with us at Bank Info Security.
My pleasure, Ryan. Thank you.